The Yearbook Sportscast Podcast. All teams should take the field to the theme from Midnight Express. Not Midnight Run, Midnight Express, the late 1970s in prison for smuggling movie. I don't know why no teams that we know of run on the field or the ice of the court to that. It's absolutely perfect. It'd be perfect for this podcast. We should use it, but we can't play it for you. How are people getting all this free music? That is an Oscar-winning piece of music for Giorgio Moroder. In your face, John Williams, who lost that year for his work on Superman, to Giorgio Moroder and the theme from Midnight Express. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com if you want to contact us. I'm your host, Doug. This is an easy one. Just tell Troy Aikman and just about everyone else to stop saying making plays, as in someone has to step up and make a play. That godforsaken phrase has been around for some 15 years now, despite the fact that it makes no sense. Obviously, they mean sports person needs to do something special, create something, force a turnover, score a huge goal. But isn't the object of every play to make a play? Isn't someone calling plays so players will make that play and play can go on? If they're not making plays, then what have they been doing the first 2 hours of the game? It makes no sense. Stop saying it. How has the Netflix show Jessica Jones, this is pretty angry, how has the Netflix show Jessica Jones not been nominated for anything major? Kristen Ritter is stellar. Janet McTeer, you'll know her when you see her, is stellar. Rebecca De Mornay, you heard me, is stellar. Even that guy from Doctor Who is stellar. Netflix gets 6,200 Emmy nominations a year. Everything gets nominated. And yet Jessica Jones, which we keep calling Jennifer Jones because she's a woman who worked in a store that we knew, has been recognized only for music and titles. By association, is Superfist, or whatever it's called, because it's awful, killing Jessica Jones? ESPN's Beth Mowins is the only one who knows what irony is. Yes, it is ironic that the Big Ten Football West Division Championship runs through Penn State, because Penn State is in the East. Yet they could decide the West because they play both Iowa and Wisconsin. Seriously, everyone listen to Beth because she knows the difference between irony and a coincidence. As in, ironically, the forward and the center were both born the same day. That's a coincidence, yo.